Highbridge Audio presents The Mad Ones. Crazy Joe Gallo and the Revolution at the Edge of the Underworld. Written by Tom Folsom and read by Josh Clark. To the Revolution. The only people for me are the mad ones. The ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time. The ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn. Jack Kerouac. Author's note. New York City is cleaner and safer now than it was when Crazy Joe Gallo got gunned down in front of Umberto's Clam House on Mulberry Street in the early hours of April 7, 1972. Joey's world was cigarette-fogged nightclubs on the east side, gangland killings in the barbershops of ritzy hotels, dingy pads in jazz-fueled Greenwich Village. He dressed in spit-shined Italian loafers and skinny black ties. He rode in a 1955 Cadillac and ran the jukebox racket. He and his brothers holed up with shotguns in a dilapidated tenement on the crooked South Brooklyn waterfront and waged guerrilla war on the desolate streets of Red Hook. The tale of the Gallo brothers has been recounted in the lore and legend of New York City, including Bob Dylan's ballad, Jimmy Breslin's comic novel, and fictionalizations in the Godfather trilogy. But I felt that no nonfiction book captured the madness of the Gallos. I had to recreate his world to understand why he did what he did. I read what Joey read and studied his heroes, the strangers in Camus, the outsiders in Sartre. I pieced together a case dragged out from half a century ago.